CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. A local coroner says a teenager victim of the ASEANA Flight 214, which crash-landed in San Francisco almost 2 weeks ago, died of multiple injuries consistent with being run over by a motor vehicle. San Mateo County Coroner Robert Foucault told a news conference that the victim, a teenager girl from China, survived the crash landing of the Boeing 777-200 on July 6th and then was struck and killed by a fire vehicle rushing to the scene. He said the finding was based on internal hemorrhaging of the girl. Investigators believe the teenager was on the ground and not standing up when she was struck by at least one specialized firefighting vehicle deployed at San Francisco International Airport. The victim was one of the two Chinese girls that were killed on the scene when the ASEANA airliner crash-landed at the airport. More than 180 others were also injured in the crash. Rainstorms have swept East China's Fujian province after the landfall of tropical storm Cimarron. The Provincial Flood Control and Drought Relief Headquarters says torrential rain, the biggest in more than a century in cities of Zhangzhou and Xiamen, have left one person dead and another missing. The rain also forced the evacuation of more than 89,000 people to safety and inflicted direct economic losses of over 1.5 billion yuan or over 250 million U.S. dollars. The Yangtze River, China's longest, will brace for its largest flood peak so far this year due to continuous rainfall upstream. The Yangtze River Flood Control and Drought Relief Headquarters says water flow into the reservoir of the Three Gorges Dam will reach 48,000 cubic meters per second on Sunday, the largest since this year's flood season. The weather forecast says in the next 1 to 3 days, heavy rain will hit the upstream region. China successfully launched 3 satellites for scientific experiments into space on Saturday. The Taiwan Satellite Launch Center says the Changxin-3, Shiyan-7 and Shijian-15 satellites were boosted by a Long March 4C carrier rocket. The 3 satellites will be used mainly for conducting scientific experiments on space maintenance technologies. This is CRI News. At least 3 people were killed and 7 injured in overnight clashes between supporters and opponents of ousted President Mohamed Morsi in northern Egypt. The clashes came as throngs of loyalists to Morsi took to the streets after Friday prayer, calling for his reinstatement as legitimate leader of the country. They also blamed the army for toppling the leader, deeming it as a military coup. Opponents of the ousted president supported the armed forces and his roadmap, blaming Morsi supporters for recent violence. A senior Palestinian official says progress was made regarding the resumption of the stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace talks following a meeting between Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Ramallah. Meanwhile, a well-informed Palestinian source says Abbas and Kerry have agreed to hold meetings between Israeli and Palestinian peace negotiators within the coming few days. China's central bank says it will further liberate lending interest rates for financial institutions so they can decide their rates themselves from Saturday. A People's Bank of China statement says the floor limit for lending interest rates will be cancelled, and the financial institutions can decide their own rates following commercial principles. Controls on bill discount rates will be scrapped, and the ceiling limit for lending from rural banks will be eliminated. But the lending interest rates for personal homes will not be adjusted for the healthy growth of the property market. The National Development and Reform Commission, the country's top economic policymaker, raised fuel prices today. Retail prices of gasoline was raised 325 yuan per ton, while prices for diesel 310 yuan. This round of price increases is the biggest increase since the NDRC further liberalized the pricing mechanism of oil products in March. Vice Premier Wang Yang has called for accelerating Food and Drug Administration reform, asking for joint efforts from the government, enterprises, and the public to ensure product safety. He made the remarks during food safety and foreign trade inspections conducted in Shandong and Jiangsu provinces over the past 3 days. Wang Yang said supervisory forces must be strengthened to ensure that supervision and management departments at all levels are fully capable of performing their duties. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.